Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Junior Broncos just DM'd me, Twitter DM'd me. I don't know how to feel about that. A video of Brian. Let me know when you have it ready, Brian.
It's ready. Video from 30 years ago.
Here was Junior Broncos saying that this was Brian. He's in a room full of former wrestlers at some random bingo hall in a little itty bitty town in the middle of nowhere.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.
It's Brian.
I mean, thank you. Easy, man. Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
There you go.
I don't want to see another one of these.
It's Brian. Recently.
It was a hard day for me.
Random bingo hall, a bunch of wrestlers.
I think it was in Tallahassee.
I said what I said. 713-780-ESPN. All right, let's get to the bad. The bad of the Astros weekend. The bad and the ugly.
Okay. We'll start with the fact that Yordan continues to struggle. 1-for-10 over the weekend. And that's, you're expecting he's going to snap out of it sometime soon.
Move him up in the lineup.
Moved him up in the lineup to try and do something else to try and, like, kickstart him. But you would have thought that by now he'd have it going, because, again, with all these guys that aren't supposed to ever be doing this, and no worries that they're not going to snap out of it, I'd like him to snap out of it soon.
Yeah. I mean, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, to me, not named Pena, the top four of Altuve, Paredes, Walker, and Yordan were 8-for-44.
Yikes.
That ain't going to get it done.
Mm-mm. What else you got?
I got the fact that, you know, this is a hot button of mine, but I want to say it was both Gusto and Wisniewski, but you're up on a lineup that hits as well as, and it was either Machado one time, and it might have been also another time with one of the hits that was right fielder.
For the Astros?
No, for Padres. Tatis Jr. 0-2, and you're not wasting one. And they hit an 0-2 pitch for either an extra base hit or a bomb. And I'm going, you're up 0-2 in the count. Why are you doing that?
That's one of your pet peeves.
Oh, it really is. And it annoyed the hell out of me that it happened again multiple times this weekend.
Yeah. Dubon's throw in the first inning yesterday. What are we doing, man? That should have been an inning-ending double play.
Oh, right.
You throw a 90-footer 83 feet. It leads to the inning being prolonged. They score a run on the play.
They did.
Now, they did double, so it would have scored if, like, he beat it out. But You should have got out of the first inning unscathed. Instead, and you can't give him an error. Actually, you can, because the runner advanced and scored. But that run's still earned. The run's still earned because you can't assume the double play. It should have been an inning-ending double play. It was tailor-made. Dubon makes a terrible throw. Inning goes on. They score a run. Astros end up losing by a run. So, Dubon, bad, terrible, make a throw. You're known for your glove. That's a play you're supposed to be making. That's why Jose Altuve is playing left field now. It's because you're supposed to be the better defender. And then you commit that throwing error that gave the Padres a run in the first.
I didn't put it down as a bad, but because we brought it up earlier, I thought that Walker could have scooped that.
You can't put it on the first base.
I'm not going to put
it on the first. Sure.
I'm not saying I put it on him, but it was one of two. I also thought the ball that was hit that he got his glove on,
that was a tough play.
I thought he could have gotten it.
The one he dove on?
Yeah.
That's a tough play.
It hit more than just the top of the glove.
I also think Fromber was late to the bag, though.
That's where, again, I'm not going to put him on the bad, but I thought if you're a gold glove first baseman, I'm expecting you to make those plays.
Whenever I watched that play back, because I had the same thought, I was like, I kind of expected him to make that play. I noticed that Fromber was late getting there.
Which is not shocking.
And it was pickable, like the Dubon throw, but it's a ball in the dirt. Dubon has plenty of arm. It's a bad play for Dubon. Anybody in the bullpen not named Josh Hader and Brian Abreu right now just gives me zero confidence. Brian King took a turn. Taylor Scott took a bit of a turn.
I'm done with Taylor
Scott. Really need Ort and Forrest Whitley to kind of pick it up here a little bit, start throwing at the big league level. And then my last bad and ugly, and you can put it on either side, Tony Perestica as the third base coach. He is no Gary Pettis, huh? He tried to hold Jeremy Pena twice. Pena blew him off twice. Now, one was last week. It wasn't over the weekend. Right. He did it again over the weekend, ran right through a stop sign from Tony Perestica.
Yeah.
And then he tried to send Yiner when Machado had the ball. The ball was already into the cutoff, man. Manny Machado already had it, and Perestica's trying to wave him home. I have some serious concern about the Astros' third base coach. This needs to change, or we need to see if Gary Pettis wants to come back.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but I'm not thinking that anybody's too mad at Pena for doing what he's done twice, but yeah, I can understand your point there.
Tony Perestica, get it together,
man.
My
other ugly was just the play at first base that happened with Arise. I don't blame anybody for it.
No, there's nobody
to blame. It's just one of those unfortunate things where the first time I saw it, I was like, well, why is he on the ground? I mean, why is all this medical attention? And then when I saw him go to the walkie-talkie, I'm like, they're going to bring the golf cart out. Like, where? And I kept replaying it going, I guess. And then they later said it, that Schilt said that the contact to the jaw – they were worried about the jaw and the fact that it opened up a gash on his jaw?
It didn't look as bad as it looked.
Right.
If you catch my drift there. I guess it was just the sweet spot because he didn't look like he went out on the replay.
I definitely think he was knocked out.
Carl Ravitch was trying to be like, well, Dubon extended the arm right there. Shut up, Carl. We've had enough of you.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the first inning. There's two batters in. We've had enough of you, Carl.
I even had a buddy of mine who questioned going, Dubon could have stopped. His momentum was going pat towards the dugout and past the base. There's no way he can just put the brakes on.
Yeah. What do you got, Brian?
The runners runners at scoring position not coming, driving those runs home, especially on Saturday where they had a double in both the first and second inning, didn't get a run home. I think you were talking about a play that was involved in that just a second ago, but where they had it was second and third, and they went and Paredes went on contact to go home and got out, thrown out easily. But to make matters worse, obviously Machado's going to go home there. I mean, maybe it's Yordan, so you tell big man to stay at second base. But if you're going on contact and the third baseman's throwing home, Yordan should be able to follow that up and get to third. But the scoring position was a problem. They're also giving up. Feels like an alarming amount of steals, or at least when they steal, it's like the success rate is far higher than it has been in past years. So that was a little bit alarming. And then I mentioned this last segment, but I didn't understand why they pitched to Machado in the fifth inning on Saturday. Tatis was on third with two outs. There was obviously a base open. Put Machado on first and pitch the sheets.
Intentionally walk him?
Well, you could do what King did and basically four-pitch Yordan.
I'm just curious to see what you would have done.
Yeah, just four. Like, throw four maybe semi-competitive pitches, but everything out of the zone. If he chases it, cool. If he doesn't, put him on first.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the intentional walk in the fifth, but pitching around I'm in favor of.
Yeah.
So that's
especially
why I wanted Sheets to clarify.
Especially on deck and you have a base open.
Yeah. Taylor Scott, to me, has got to be somewhere in there, too. I know he gave you two innings the one game. But my God, I mean,
well, even in that two inning game, he was wild in that.
But even last night, you get the scare put into you because Jake saves your bacon on the first one, and then you just flat out serve one up a sweeper sitting like belt high in the middle of the strike zone for Tatis Jr. going, here, hit this one as far as you can hit it.
Taylor with a knee.
God.
No, texture. They won the series. Ha 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 ha. We always do this every Monday. We always do the good, bad, and the ugly. Where you been, Texter? Come
That's
on.
Definitely the good was that they took two out of three from a really good baseball
game. Yeah, we did. We went good first. We did bad, ugly second. That's what we do when they win a series. Come on, keep up here. Dubon is Texans' nickel corner. Sarcastic hot take. I don't get it. Oh, because of the hit. He's saying because of the hit.
Oh.
He's saying because of the big hit, he could play nickel corner. I see what you're saying. Cam defense and right the good.
He did make a hell of a play.
He did. He also mishandled that ball in the
corner.
That ball
down the line, the kind of half swing by Tatis that turned into a triple.
Yeah, probably just needs to sit back on that one, not commit until you know which way it's going.
Except it's a double. You're not going to throw him out, so just make sure it's not a triple.
Yeah, he misplayed that one. I'm very surprised about how Ed Yiner has been to start the year. Did I miss something going on with him? He swings at everything.
He sure does.
He swings at everything offered to him.
And I understand being surprised with it because I think we all are too, because we saw a guy that we were making comparisons even his first year when Dusty wouldn't play him as much as we'd like, that, hey, this guy could be the next Atlee Rutschman type guy. He could be a really good offensive hitting catcher, and you don't expect this. And that's why it's been so shocking, because you hear the same things when the national guys come in about Christian Walker. Here's the guy that's going to snap out of it. Christian Walker's going to be great. Don't worry about it. Oh, I worry about it.
Yiner has not been the same since Dusty Baker has been gone.
I mean, he hit over 300 last year.
Where'd the power go?
Now, that is
a... Dusty Baker.
That is a cause for concern. But
the best in Yiner.
What was one of the national broadcasts recently that was, like, all over the fact that Dusty should get more credit for not playing him because he's not hitting? It's like, come on, man.
Alvarez owes us 20 push-ups for every pop-out. A little Major League reference. Cam with two homers, the good. What's Walker's batting average? It's poor. And then somebody said Chandler's the best Astro beat writer. Go Tigers. Something tells me that's because he's from LSU. That's why you think that. Maybe Duster, he did, yeah. Maybe Dusty was right about Yiner. What was Dusty right about Yiner about? What did Dusty say about Yiner that he was right about?
He said he'll thank me later for the fact that, like, he didn't. Yeah. Throw him into the fire or play him every day. And like, Yiner did the whole emoji thing.
Like, I was tongue in cheek with the Dusty brings out the best in Yiner, but what did Dusty say about Yiner that he was right about? He never said that he was like a backup catcher. He never said he was going to get himself out, swing at him, and hit under the Mendoza line. Like, what did Dusty say that he was right about Yiner? That he should have been backing up Martin Maldonado? Like, what was he right about? What was he right about?
I don't know.
I don't remember what he was right about.
Maldi's hitting like 254.
Ryan, this has to be Ryan with this text. I'm not reading it because we're not making that happen. Yeah, Maldi's been okay.
Yeah.
Yuli's not.
Although behind the plate, he's been doing exactly what we saw him do late in his career here.
Laziness.
Pass ball and all kinds of laziness.
Laziness. So a little bit later, we're going to give away a $100 Visa gift card. We're going to give away two tickets to Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. But not yet. You got to keep listening to the Killer Bees. When we come back, Mailbag Monday. What's your question for the Bees? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
Mail call!
It's a Mailbag Monday with the Killer Bees.
You've got mail.
Mailbag Monday, what's your question for the Bees? 713-780-3776. Almost forgot the number. Soriano, aside from the Rockets-Warriors series, which other playoff series are must-watch? Didn't catch all the games this weekend, so a little behind.
The Clippers-Nuggets game was really good for the first one of that one. I think that's going to be very competitive. And the Knicks-Pistons.
My answer to this would be, is there any non-Rockets playoff series that is must-watch?
I figured you were going to say that.
I like the NBA.
The like I said, the Clippers-Nuggets game with the talent on both sides and the fact that if the Clippers stay healthy, that they're kind of scary?
I'll piggyback off that, although I am intrigued with the Lakers losing game one.
Yeah, that too.
Like, that adds some intrigue to that series, too. Like, are the Lakers too old for the young whippersnapper, Anthony Edwards?
And you know, I said going into the playoffs, that's one dude that has proven he can carry a team, you know, very, very far in the playoffs. And no matter what you thought, and Luka wasn't bad, Bron wasn't great, but no one else helped him. And I think that the Lakers slept on the fact that the Timberwolves got a whole lot of, like, role players that Naz Reid can nail it from three.
Yeah, he can shoot. It's, I was busy over the weekend. We had like 4 days worth of events that we had to go to or whatever. Not that we had to go to, that we were lucky enough to go to and all that stuff. So I didn't watch much NBA playoffs other than the Rockets Warriors. The one full half of basketball that I watched was OKC Memphis first half.
Oh,
and that was the half of basketball that I got to watch outside of Rockets Warriors. I was like, this is great. It's a 50-point game.
From an ability standpoint, from the time he got in the league, I was a Ja fan. I was like, this guy could really be special. Every single game, he seems to do something that makes me dislike him more. They were down what, 30-40 going into half.
It was a big, big margin.
And somehow with 1.9 seconds left, OKC gets the ball, and he gets matched up on Chet. And Chet goes up over him, and Ja proceeds to undercut him, hit him below the waist, and he went down hard. And I'm like, man, that was so unnecessary. You could have really screwed him up. Like, I get it that you're kind of basically already throwing the towel in. Your team's getting hammered. But that's just uncalled for.
Sounds like my kind of guy. Let's bring that guy to Houston.
There you go. Well, there's been
some
talk.
Bring me some jaw to Houston. 713-780-ESPN. Was Stroud's butt kissing of Steph Curry too much?
I didn't mind it at all. I know a lot of people in Rockets fans were losing their mind over this. I had no problem with it at all. And, I mean, as much as I understand why the Rockets fans hate Steph Curry for what's happened on the court, he's the greatest shooter to ever play the game, and there's plenty of guys, athletes in all the sports, that are in awe of that dude, and CJ was a fan.
It could have been Draymond. Could have been worse. No, yeah. I like Steph. I'm one of the rare Houstonians that doesn't mind Steph
like
a whole
too.
Lot. No, I wasn't too much. Keith from L.A., do you think Stroud invited Jalen Green to come hang out with him and Curry after the game? It looked like Curry did tell Stroud, like, hey, talk to me in the back.
Yeah, talk to me in the back.
That's
what
it looked like to me.
I agree.
He met, like, he was like, introduced him to the guard.
Yeah, they have the, in the back, there's a whole certain area for all the friends and family of the players from both teams.
Is there a girlfriend room, too?
I don't know.
Always heard there was two different rooms.
So there is a friends, there is a family room for the Rockets that is separate. But for the visiting team and then some of the extended guests of the Rockets players, there's right after at the end of the locker room tunnel as it gets to the loading dock, there's an area.
For the girlfriends?
Well, just for others.
Just I've always heard there was two different
I'm
rooms.
I'm just saying it's for others.
I know a lot of times I joke. I'm being sincere. I've heard there are two different rooms.
One for the wives and one for the Duars.
I don't know that there was ever a room for the girlfriends.
But they can hang out in that other room.
In that VIP kind of sectioned off area.
That must
be
it.
That's the room for the Gumars. Yeah.
I think that must be it. Who do the Rockets need to have their best game to win game two?
Probably Jalen.
That was going to be my answer. Yep.
I think it's Jalen.
I think it's Jalen.
Now, Alpi can't put up like 7 points.
No, he's still got
to
show up.
Like,
yeah, he's still got to give you solid numbers, double figures, points and rebounds.
Yeah.
But I think that, you got to get a better night out of Jalen.
For like a guy to play above their means, I'm with you guys.
It ain't Fred.
Thoughts on WrestleMania?
Brian?
Just in general?
WrestleMania.
I didn't realize. So it was in Vegas and it was a multiple day event?
Yeah, it's been multiple nights for the last 3-4 years. Ever since COVID, ever since I came back from COVID. Actually, no, it started with the COVID year. Overall, it was a solid card. Most of Sunday was great. I just didn't like the finish for Cena and Cody.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind the finish.
I didn't like the interference with Travis Scott. It just felt forced. And the finish, what it took for Cena to beat Cody, I didn't think was enough for...
Isn't all the celebs getting involved forced?
I think they had Travis Scott there because he punched Cody at the Royal Rumble, and it was a big deal. It busted his eardrum and all that. So I think they wanted him involved in the storyline. But it just, I don't know, it came off clunky.
I didn't mind it. I like that they put the belt on him, too. I think it's.
No, I like that part. I had no problem with Cena winning it. I wanted him to win that match. I thought the best storyline was him going forward as champ. I just didn't like how they ended the match.
I saw that, was it Roman Reigns crushed Hulk Hogan prior to the whole thing getting underway?
He might have. I didn't see it.
He just ripped him up about, like, he goes, I never want to be friends with the guy, and if you're going to carry yourself a certain way, then...
Really?
Yeah, I never want to have be friends.
A lot of wrestlers don't like Hogan.
Yeah, there's a lot of the current guys bash him. Seth Rollins bashed him about a month ago.
The rest of the quote was something to the effect of, if you're not going to be a good person and treat other people the right way, then I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that thought Hogan was only about Hogan. And that he didn't really do the best for everybody else.
Since the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, he was always in business for himself. It was always the knock on him. And he wasn't a great wrestler, a lot of the wrestlers will say.
No, he wasn't. They
would say he's just kind of an act.
Three moves of doom.
There you go. If you offered your significant other first-class tickets and they said no, it's a waste of money, would you sit in first class and have them sit in coach or with them? You're paying.
No, I'm not sitting in first class and having them sit in coach. Never doing that.
Not unless you want to get divorced.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing that. That's also rude. It's impolite. I'm not doing that. Wasn't it Stephen A. that gave Orlovsky a hard time because he had his entire family flying coach.
I don't remember.
And Stephen A. was like big time, and I'm going, man, come on, you make enough money, and you should be putting your wife and everybody in first class. And Orlovsky fought him back on it.
That's a lot of money for. It depends on the flight too.
That's like, for sure.
I don't have the means, so the only time I'm flying first class is if I get a bump. You know, like I'm not paying for it. That's like even for Orlovsky's salary, like his family of four.
Yeah,
like that's pretty expensive. And if we say, like if we just say it's a $2,000 added expense, and it's for a 2-hour flight, that's $1,000 an hour. Like that's a lot.
Yeah, I think that's pretty out of line to, you know, put it on another man's pocketbook and say, yeah, you and your wife and everybody should be flying first class.
Now, if you offered your significant other the first class ticket and she said no,
I'm still not sitting there without her.
She's saying no because she's saying you can't afford it, basically. Like, it's a waste of money.
Or she doesn't want to waste the money.
But maybe you offer to
switch. Let's flip it. Let's say you're not paying.
Well, how are you not paying?
I'm still not sitting.
Say it's a company dime.
I'm still not sitting by myself without her and having her sit in coach.
Somebody else is paying. You say, sweetie, let's fly in first class. Somebody else is paying. They said it's fine. She says no. You're still not going to sit in first class?
I'm not.
I don't think you tell it to her like that. I think you just say, hey, these are the seats they bought for us.
So you're lying to your wife.
No, I'm not. I have no problem being honest with her.
Information.
But I'm not sitting without her.
I think it's lying.
It is. It's just nicer.
I wouldn't sit without her either. Now, I would question the sanity of my wife. Like, why not?
Yeah, if it's free,
what are we doing
if
here?
It's free to you, then why
if it's free and they're giving that to us, then we should take it.
I'd be trying very hard to talk her into it. Somebody said Cody Stutes, ? I don't know why.
Because the wrestling, because you guys were talking about a Cody.
Oh.
Cody Rhodes, yeah.
Going on a golf trip this weekend with the boys, any tips, advice?
Play well.
Pay for the first round.
Why?
Of drinks.
Oh.
He thought you meant the actual golf.
I was like, where are you playing? Because the way golf these days, what are you paying for all their golf for? How much you like these guys?
Hit them straight.
That's what I said, play well.
Last time I played golf, I won a long drive championship. So try that. Try for that. Try to do that. Try to win the long drive contest. Win a rangefinder.
Have you gotten it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it on Easter.
Okay. You like it?
I haven't used it. I don't know if I'm going to use it.
What?
Because I already have one. I like the one
so
I have.
What are you going to do, sell it?
I might re-gift it.
Well, Joel, you're about to get a rangefinder.
No, I got two.
I don't give Joel presents. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he ain't giving it to me. It's
I don't give people facts. Presents. I don't give other men presents. I don't give my dad presents.
That's a weird.
No.
That's
I don't
weird.
Give, I don't give other men presents. Is
yeah,
it
that's
weird?
Very weird. Your why dad? Would you give your dad presents?
Why would I give him presents? He's another man.
Okay, he's your father, the only one
exactly.
You got.
He should be getting me gifts.
Are you not going to buy presents for your sons?
Well, I'll probably change my philosophy on things.
Okay.
Only my sons when they're men.
So when you're
take care of your
no, I've given, I'm kidding a little bit. I've given my dad. I do my dad and stepdad gifts. That's the extent of it.
So no uncles?
No, I don't think so.
Grandfather?
Not
when
for
they
like
were alive?
Not for like Christmas or birthdays. No.
Milestone birthdays of friends?
Uh-uh.
No. You've never bought a male friend a present?
No, maybe like a drink.
Like, or a bottle.
You know what? I have gotten a couple people with bottles. Usually not my friends, though. Usually people who can do things for me.
Oh, very transactional relationship.
And you probably got him some gentle bend, so it was easier to maneuver.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know who's also not going to get you a bottle? Joe George.
I mean, I guess I've gotten people bottle like for their wedding and stuff like that.
Well, that's giving a male friend a gift.
Okay. Maybe I'm nicer than I thought.
I doubt it.
I mean, I doubt it.
Don't pat your stats.
You know what? I am a nice guy.
Let's not take that too far.
Ryan, my wife always books up first class because she likes luxury and she's in charge of the money. Well, there you go.
Hope she makes it.
Question says John Cena? ?
He's a professional wrestler. I don't know what was the question.
I don't know. It just said John Cena? ?
Okay. Isn't he retiring?
He is at the end of the year. Yeah.
Mother's Day gift recommendations. Last year, I gave my mother a crawfish boil for Mother's Day.
Was that what she asked for?
She likes crawfish,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you just showed up her house like, hey, mom, we got crawfish.
I'll admit, which is going to come as a huge shock to you guys, I am a bad gift giver.
Not surprising.
I know you are shocked. Try to control your surprise. But I am a bad gift giver. I need to be better at it.
Who's the gift for, the mother-in-law or the mother, did he say?
Or you just said Mother's Day.
Yeah,
gift.
Just Mother's Day.
I would say just kind of know what they like, right? Because some mothers like flowers. Some mothers think it's a waste of money. You can get, like, my mom used to love chocolate. Like, really? The boxes of chocolate, the mixed boxes of chocolate. And I forget. Lisa likes one brand. And
like the Russell Stover boxes?
Stover's is okay. One. And there's a couple others where if they have a particular thing that they like or perfume or something like that, get that.
Tyler and Conrad, I don't even tell my male friends happy birthday. Neither do I.
Hmm. You definitely are. Yeah.
You tell your friends happy birthday?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What does that cost? Nothing?
What,
to just be nice and say to my friend happy birthday?
You can't send a 2-word text?
Yeah. He can't.
Apparently not.
I don't really see the point of it.
Being a friend?
Yeah, if you value your friendship with them, why wouldn't you?
It's an empty remark.
What, well, it's empty because you don't get them anything.
No, it's empty.
It's empty because you would say it with emptiness. Yeah. If you actually meant it.
It's not true. Like, even if you're like happy, like, oh, great, there's somebody's wishing me a happy birthday.
That's my buddy. I'm going to go tell him happy birthday.
I don't think that's a great sign of friendship. I think a better sign of friendship is you're there when they need you.
Okay, well, sure. That's why they're my buddy. So that's why I would either reciprocate or appreciate the fact that we're good friends and say happy birthday.
I mean, I'm not very friendly, so you are probably right. That's true. I mean, I'm not friendly. I shouldn't be giving friendly advice. All right, 713-780-ESP. With that, it's enough. Enough of your questions. Let's get to Man of the People. Call right now, 713-780-ESPN. Someone, Brian at random, will assign one of you to Blankers, one of you to me. The winner, after we play Men of the People, the winner, our contestant, will win a $100 Visa gift card and also a pair of tickets to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. So 713-780-3776. One of you assigned to Blankers, one of you assigned to me. Men of the People, winner gets $100 and movie tickets next. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. But first, Produnk Hoops. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. We talked basketball for an hour and a half today. Could have done three. Probably will tomorrow. So it is the season. Your kids are probably wanting it. Your wife wants it. Your husband wants it. We were just talking about Mother's Day ideas. Why not a goal from Produnk? They're the best. Highest quality basketball goals you'll find. Tempered glass backboard gives you the true, authentic feel that you find in the pro gyms, the college gyms. Breakaway rim. Stainless steel hardware. It's height adjustable. It's rust proof, which is a must have with the humid Houston weather. Anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet with that height adjustability, by the way. And their new goal, Thor. You can raise and lower the goals with a drill. It's their lightning adjust feature, 5 feet to 10 feet in 10 seconds. It's easy to do. It's fun to do. You're going to love it. Their accessories, next level. LED light kits for night play. It gets dark when you're at work. Kids are at school. You can only play at night. Well, get LED light kits, and you can solve that problem. Backstop nets, pull pad lettering, and lots, lots more. You can order all of this online at ProDunk.com, including professional installation. That's right. The pros from ProDunk will professionally install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't do a thing. Let the pros at ProDunk do the work for you. Give them a call at 281-351-9822. Visit ProDunk.com, 281-351-9822, or visit them online at ProDunk.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
The Killer Bees are back, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
Let's play Man of the People.
Man of the People. Brought to you by Marvel Studios Thunderbolts, unconventional team of anti-heroes. They're not super, they're not heroes, and they're not giving up. Only in theaters May 2nd. And we have a couple of people on the line that are going to play for a pair of tickets to the advanced screening, plus a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of the film. On Team Joel is Ben. Blanker, say hello to Ben.
What up, Ben? Let's go. Let's do this.
Ben seems excited.
Hello.
There you go. Ben, tell Blankers how much confidence you have in him.
I have zero confidence in him.
Zero confidence in him.
Thanks, Ben. I hope you get crapped on and lose. I'll just throw this one.
Brian playing for me, and these guys say I never get people gifts. I'm going to give you a gift, Brian. How much confidence do you have in me?
Loads
of confidence.
Never been more confident.
There we go. So hopefully you win, Brian. Blankers, I don't know if Blankers once been
Brian?
To win anymore.
I hope you were confident about that, but okay.
All right. I think Joe might throw it at this point.
I know.
I might. Yeah, I got nothing to play for.
All right, so there'll be seven questions here. So we'll have might have to cut it short at five. We'll see what
Let's
the time
do five.
Is like. Okay, we'll do five. All right. So we'll do five questions. If you get the top overall answer, it's worth 3 points. Second overall answer is worth 2. Anything else on the board, worth 1. Most points wins.
Okay, let's get to it.
Now, since this is for a Marvel movie, I'm going to start off with something Marvel-related. And we will have you buzz in with your names to see who goes first here. But name a Marvel's Avenger character.
Joel.
All right.
The Hulk.
That is the fourth most popular answer, so you get 1 point. Jeremy.
This was what? Marvel?
A Marvel Avengers character. A member of the Avengers team.
Captain America.
That is the number one answer.
What?
That is the number one answer.
I have no idea.
So, Jeremy is up 3-1 currently.
Let's go.
4 questions remaining. Next question. Name something you do if the person sitting next to you on an airplane had bad body odor.
Branham.
All right.
Ask the flight attendant to move seats.
Change seats is the number one answer.
Boom.
Joel?
Ask the...
Where's the clock?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number two.
That was a slow 5-second count.
Number two answer was cover nose or wear a mask, turn head.
Was COVID?
Yeah, really. Some of the other answers were endure it, spray perfume, tell them they reek, or just go to sleep.
Endure it. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So Jeremy is up with a commanding 6-1 lead going into question number
Screw
3.
You, Ben. I mean, I'm trying really hard here. Yep.
Yeah, that was a bad move by Ben.
Bad strategy.
Bad strategy. All right. Question number 3. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
Branham.
All right. Jeremy?
Wisdom.
Wisdom is the third most popular answer.
We'll
it's technically a brain, but that's close enough. So that is worth 1 point. Joel?
Money.
Is the number one answer. 3 points. There you go. Joel on the board here. So now it is
closing the gap.
Currently 7-4 in favor of Jeremy.
Anybody's game. Two more?
Two more. All right. Question number 4. Name an excuse a friend gives you for not helping you move.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Previous engagement.
Work/too busy is the number one answer.
What was it? I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Name an excuse a friend gives you for not helping you move.
What did
he
you
said
say?
Too busy.
Previous engagement.
Sick.
Sick is the number 3 answer, so that'll be worth 1
tight.
Point. Yeah. So right now we are at 7 for Jeremy.
We say our names before every answer.
Brian's really bad at keeping score.
I think Jeremy's up 1.
The simple additions giving him fits.
No, it is correct. Joel or Jeremy is up 8-7. That is correct.
1? I thought it should be 2.
No, slow down. You're masculine.
I really thought it should have been 2.
Nope.
Well, question number 5. Name something you might be glad only comes once a year.
Jeremy.
Joel.
I heard Jeremy first.
Anniversary.
Is on the board worth 1 point. It's the number 4 answer. So you have now 9 points. Joel, you trail by 2.
Tax day.
Tax day is on the board, but only worth 1 point.
Yeah! Oh.
Number one answer was actually Christmas.
Wow, that was a good answer.
Followed by
Christmas, you should be happy.
Tax day is a great answer.
Tax day is a great answer. I would have had it number 1.
Yeah, but you're not the survey.
I'm not. But Christmas number 1, birthday is number 2.
I get birthday.
Yeah, because you have too many dudes wishing you happy birthday.
So Jeremy wins.
Yeah.
By 1 point.
All right, congratulations,
God, man, I feel
Brian.
Really bad.
Hang
Sorry.
On the line, Brian. We'll get you hooked up with that pair of tickets to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts and that $100 Visa gift card. Coming your way, Brian. Congratulations that you are on my team. All right, car wreck of the day. What is the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
We're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brandt.
That's Hunter Brown's music. Hunter Brown begins the series tonight against the BJs. What do you think of Hunter Brown tonight?
To go. He's going to shove. He's going to continue to stay hot and roll. I think I'll go one run in six innings.
Let's do it, right? Hunter Brown, Kevin Gossman, the pitching match. That's a pretty good pitching match.
It is.
Real quick, the text line went nuts whenever we were talking about our men, friends
thing.
Yeah. This goes back to Branham not saving numbers, just too cool. Branham hates male friends. Telling your friend happy birthday is equivalent to Dwight from The Office stating his regret. That's a good point. If you actually remember your male's birthdays, your male's friends' birthdays, you fellas a man. If they invite me out for their birthday, I'll buy them a drink. Great text. That's text of the day
material.
Facebook's for. I don't really look at my Facebook.
Facebook reminds you of whose birthday it is.
Yeah, I don't really look at mine much. Happy birthday shows appreciation and consideration. There you go. Blankers, can we get this joker? Blankers, can we get this joker this show and get Barry back in there with you? Get a little Usual Suspect 2.0. Branham is such a D. Is that very nice? You can't even write a sentence right. Blankers, can we get this joker this show? Learn to write a text. Learn to write a sentence, and then you can complain about getting me off the show. When you learn grammar and you learn sentence structure, then you can complain about my position on this show. But until you don't know how to write a sentence, I don't think that was a sentence, you can't complain about me. Blank was the Brandon Podemski. I can't say that dude's name. How do you say that dude's name?
Podemski.
Brandon. Blank was the Brandon Pods of his youth.
That's
hoops
what they
league.
Call him.
White Mamba runner and gunner. I remember Eco saying that.
Yeah.
He said pods.
He did. That's exactly right. Yeah, because I knew someone that we talked to, or someone that I heard say it. That's who it was. Pods. I don't think I heard it nationalized.
I haven't heard it. That's the only place I've heard it.
Yeah.
But I like it. Pods. Tell B-Mac to look up Triple H music, but the laugh is Pee-wee Herman. I think I've heard that. Have you heard that, Brian? It's pretty funny.
No, I haven't heard that.
It's this song, but instead of the laugh, and the evil laugh, the Motorhead laugh, it's Pee-wee Herman's laugh. It's pretty funny. Texter says you just made the list. I've got something you can structure. Is it your finances? What do you have that I can structure? Huh? Or is it adolescent humor? All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day, Blankers. All right, Brian. Or B-Mackers.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
This is the car wreck of the day.
All right, car wrecks of the day. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day, Blankers?
Got several, but we'll start with the obvious one, the Rockets last night. At home with a chance to make a statement early in the series, and you crap the bed.
Not great. Bad look, shooting, offense, everything was poor. What else you got?
Got a couple. Carl Ravitch is terrible. I'm now with you, and I'm on board. We mentioned some of them, but calling Yiner Diaz, Yiner Dias, and saying Altuve, quoting stats of Altuve's all-time greatness, going, at least the stats as an Astro. Who else did he play for? God,
do you think that was... I mean, obviously he knows Altuve's only played as an Astro. Do you think that's him trying to...
Is it obvious? I
think so.
I don't know if it's obvious.
I think so.
I don't think he does enough research to know that early in his career... maybe early in his career he played with somebody else and they traded for him.
I feel like this is him demeaning the Astros.
I know he likes to demean the Astros.
Like, you have to question his numbers because he played with the Astros. That's the way it comes across to me.
But I think it was, like, games played or something like that. It wasn't anything where you could even
nothing offensively?
Yeah, no.
Huh.
But the more you listen to him, the more you dislike
him. I mean, I don't know. He called a walk-off home run at the top of the ninth. Like, I put nothing past Carl Ravitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Do you have another one?
Michael K.
I heard about this.
Yeah. So, Fried was pitching a no-no. At the time, there was a questionable play, and the official score ruled it an error, and he was all about, I mean, that should have been a hit, and blah, 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 blah. But then the minute, like an inning later, it took for the official score to go back and look at video, and then they changed the call, and he went on this long rant about how that's ridiculous and they shouldn't change the call, and then Todd Frazier was like, you just stay with the call you made originally. You don't do this to a guy. And then right as they were talking, Fried gave up another hit, and he goes, well, there's the second hit of the day.
I didn't watch the video, but I heard about it. Like, they were bashing K about it.
So He should, because it was annoying.
Do you have another, or is that
That's it?
Speaking of play-by-play guys, Dennis Scott, the sideline reporter for 3D. TNT, they had some technical difficulties with like the actual broadcasting team, so Dennis Scott had to take over play-by-play for a little bit. Here were a couple of possessions of his play-by-play.
And right now, fans, we have a little technical difficulty. Bear with us as Andrew Wiggins has the ball right now on the wing. Pass to Ware. Back to Wiggins for the three. Money ball. All right, Donovan Mitchell comes down the right wing. Jared Allen sets the screen. Swings it. Garland being patient. Attacks the floater. Misses. Miami Heat with the rebound.
Good thing you have the visuals.
Wiggins on the wing. Nice bounce pass to Bam. Two big ones.
Whoa.
I didn't think he was horrible. For a guy who's never done it before, I thought it was okay.
He was a little boom goes the dynamite guy.
But he was also like the suddenty of it.
Sure.
The suddenness of it. Like, he didn't know that was going to happen.
No,
and he's doing it on the fly. Like, he's never done it before. I thought he handled it pretty good.
I said to do that.
Really?
It could have been worse.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. You'd be fine.
No, but we were in Chicago. Well, I hadn't done it in so long. And we were in Chicago, and Gino got really sick. And all of a sudden, they drop on me one when I was getting ready. We were all doing prep before and they go, Foley comes over and goes, you know, Joel, Gene's sick. You might be doing play-by-play today. Oh. And I'm like, what?
I've always wondered if I lost my voice on a U of H basketball road game.
Oh, my God. That would be.
I've always wondered.
Because you're solo on the road, right?
Solo on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different, too. And I also was a part of the first ever NBA announcer tossed from a game. My radio guy in Portland, Mike Rice, got into it with Steve Javy. Steve Javy tossed him.
Huh.
Our play-by-play guy was losing his voice, Eddie Doucette, but he was able to finish the radio broadcast.
So he was the color guy, the guy that got chucked?
But oh my God.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I heard that happen with, I'm blanking on the old Texas A&M Aggie broadcaster.
Dave South.
I heard he got thrown out of a Southwest Conference tournament game. Huh. Like a referee made a bad call, and he made the gesture of choke, and he chunked him. Dave South's story is that he was readjusting his tie. That's what I've heard.
Dave South, Texas Aggies basketball. We got the ball.
So I nominate Dennis Scott. I nominate Stone Cold's driving skills. Not only did he run into whatever that thing was. Did she get hit?
Well, he ran into the barricade and she fell over.
I thought she just got startled.
It didn't look to be that bad, but Nick Khan, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
The guy that runs WWE, like he actually came over and started talking to her, so she might be looking at a payday.
There was also a fan video. Stone Cold missed the ramp to drive on the stage.
He might have had
ATV.
A few
Steve Weisers?
Yeah, he might have had a few Steve Weisers.
It's like a
50-foot
wide ramp. He missed.
I know.
He missed.
I know.
So he gets Stone Cold. That's the bottom line because the Killer Bee said so. And then Joel Dahmen went bogey to lose by one, which also included a missed two-footer for par on 17.
Yeah, that was tough.
Bad look for Dahmen. What do you got, Brian?
We only have time for one of the pieces of audio here, but the Eric Collins, the guy that was the play-by-play on FS1 on Saturday night for Astros Padres, had a rough night. This first one, I'll just actually say it to you because for time reasons, but he was talking about Wesneski being a local guy and said he went to Sam Houston University in Louisville, Texas.
Who called the game?
Eric Collins.
Oh, you said that, my bad.
Yeah. Which I looked it up. Louisville is a suburb of Dallas. Obviously, Sam Houston is in Huntsville, so way off.
I think their football team's called the Farmers.
Yeah, really? I believe you're right. I believe you're correct. And then he also had a moment where he wondered aloud if the Astros fans would remember Biggio more as a catcher, a center fielder, or a second baseman. I have the answer for you. It's second base.
I don't know. Him running up Tiles Hill.
Jeez.
That's pretty bad.
Reggie Miller pulled that, too, when he said that Jimmy Butler is from Houston.
Oh, no. All right, what's winning?
Rockets
shooting?
Rockets.
All right, Rockets
shooting.
Win, yep. Car of the day. They're game one winners. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's blank on Brandon. Talk to you tomorrow. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, right now on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.